So yesterday I'm in Des Moines at baseball games, and literally Rocco's last game got done at what, 5 something or rather. And I'm like, oh, I got to go home and write a sermon and clean the church. And my mom was like, what? She's like, you told me I was going to preach on June 23rd, and I already know what I'm going to say. And I was like, well, the Lord speaks to you differently than he speaks to me, I guess. So last night I am laying in bed thinking to myself, I need to get up at 5 to get everything done that I need to get done, because I'm too tired today to get all the things done, right? So I got to get up Sunday morning at 5. And then I'm like, what if we plant seeds tomorrow? And we plant different seeds in different types of receptacles. Is that the right word? And then we look at them throughout the next couple of weeks, and we see how the seeds grow. And I'm like, okay, Jenny, it is literally 10 p.m. How are you going to pull this off tomorrow morning? I set my alarm for 5. I hit snooze a few times. And then I text the people that I thought could help me out. Not that all of you couldn't help me out, but I just knew there were a few people that might be up and might be ready, namely my mother and Dawn, and I added a few extra. So so that is a little peek into the world that I live in. And then Dawn and I are like, and then this and that and this and that. And then I'm like, yes, and then that. Anyways, so, and then my mother always tells me, reel it in, reel it in. Dawn told me to put it in the funnel, let it funnel down. And literally I'm like, so many ideas. But we've been talking about planting, and I just really thought it would be cool. It's Family Sunday, and I thought that it would be cool not only for the children but for the adults to plant some seeds. And also, my big thought for the day, and Don also had a super awesome idea, and so this is going to be extremely Jenny today, but God made us all different, right? He did not make us all to be the same. We have our own free will. He made us all look different, have different emotions that come out. Like, I'm a feeler, and I'm very much feel things that are happening around me. And some other people really only see in black and white, and everything's very much like this, 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 and this. And somebody else might be able to do both of those things, sort of. Like, somebody, you know, they call it left brain, right brain. They might kind of be able to intermesh those things. But some people are very much over here, and some people are very much over here. And some people are all in all the different areas of how they are. And God, in his words through the Bible, talked about planting and harvesting. I don't know how many times he talked about it, but how many? I mean, I tried to look it up, and I couldn't really, I didn't get a good answer. Maybe if somebody wants to Google it, they can find a better answer than me. But it is one of the number one ways he tells us how life works, right? Just over and over and over again. You got the parable of the sower. You got in the Old Testament how they bring in their first fruits, you know, the tithes and offerings. You got the, you know, all the things, right? You plant. I mean, it's all about planting and harvesting. The whole entire Bible is about it. And what's interesting, though, is how God made the world. There are all these different plants and all these different things that grow, and they all are so much different, right? If you think about a strawberry, where are the seeds of a strawberry? They're on the outside, okay? How about an apple? It's on the inside, right? How about a peach has one big seed. Yep. Every corn has 100? Oh, I'm like, every one? Wow! My mind is blown again. Dominic! What? An avocado! One big seed. What happens, like a potato? What's a potato do? Yes! It has eyes that... Right? Let's see. What else? A tomato. Lots of seeds. cucumbers have lots of seeds. And then there's also, so a lot of times we have to plant seeds. Do you have your hand up, ma'am? Yes, ma'am. I don't need to preach this sermon. Go for it. It's true. That's all the things. And also, like, I am like a huge plant crazy lady. And there's some plants that you can propagate, and you like put them in water, right? And you can like just cut a piece off, stick it in water, it grows roots, and then you plant it, right? There's also plants you literally just cut a piece of the plant off and stick it in dirt, and it'll grow. Where are the seeds on those plants? Are there actually seeds, or do you just, I don't even know. But yeah, there's so many ways for plants to grow. And I feel like there's also lots of ways for us to grow. Like annuals and perennials. So, yes, you need water. Like when it gets muddy and the light. Mariposa has a tattoo, right? That says live in the sun. No, what's it say? Live by the sun. But it doesn't say sun, as in the outdoor sun, but the Son of God, right? Because he's the light. So as in plants need water and air and sunlight to grow, we also need the sun, S-O-N, and we need rain. We need God's love to wash over us, just like his blood washed us clean, right? And, you know, we got our dirt. I think we all start like dirt, right? We're all just dirt. We're dirt. And then we become soil. We become good places to be planted, right? And Dawn, she has a little object lesson for us. You want to do it? All right, she's going to get the children involved. And then we're going to have to get to planting because we're going to run out of time around here. Did everyone plant something? I want everyone to plant something. Yeah, so while Dawn's getting ready, I have beans to plant. I have flowers to plant. And I have grass that you can plant. Also, you can plant them different ways. You can plant them in a little plastic sack with a paper towel, wet paper towel, and you'll be able to see it growing its roots. Because sometimes we can see growth, right? Yes? Sometimes we can't, right? Sometimes it's buried in the dirt. You can't see it, but then, pop, it comes out. Oh, look at all those planting things. You know, I had pitchers of water, and you got the water. Good work. So, Dawn's going to do her thing, and then we're going to plant things. I want everyone in the room to plant something. I bought 50 cups. 50. Good, good. They get this situation.